Hello everyone, welcome back to the Run Strong podcast. It is Easter Sunday, which makes it April the 10th. I think so. April the 10th. I don't even know what day Easter is on. Is it same date every year? I've no idea. I've started this podcast off well. Yeah, someone will correct me. But I think it's April the 10th. And I am on an easy run with the dog, but I'm hiking at the minute. It's a bit steep, and I'm not meant to be putting too much effort in, but it's quite warm. It's been a nice warm weekend. Where I am, locally, it looks like everyone's kind of playing by the rules a bit more. It's helped, but, I mean, we shouldn't have to do this, but there's a police checkpoint essentially set up just down the road from me, where there is a local hotspot for tourism, I guess. It's a popular bikers road, cyclists. There's a motorbike cafe at the top. Yeah, so it was one of the local kind of honeypots when we all got locked down. Now it's just deserted, so I can go up and run for hours. Don't have to touch a gate. Don't see anyone. The only real access to it is if you walked, to be honest. And I don't know anyone locally that can... that is running up there anyway. So yeah, it's been good for me. I know it's all kind of personal case by case. I'm one of the lucky ones, but then yeah, I've set it up that way. I wanted to live rural and I pay the council tax for it, so I'm gonna keep using my exercise as planned, to be honest. The week's gone pretty well. The last podcast I was gonna kind of update you on what I'm training for and things like that for anyone that's interested. Didn't get round to it because I was rambling some kind of nonsense. I don't know. I haven't listened back to it, but apologies if it didn't make much sense. It's not what I came on to talk about, but today is kind of, there is a bit of a theme running through it. I've decided that, my summer was kind of mapped out, so I had coming up with Highland Fling at the end of this month, which is meant to be like a flattish race for me to work on speed and endurance. And although I know it's still 50 miles, the big kind of races that I was looking forward to were Mont Blanc 90K in June and TDS, which is at UTMB week at the end of August. Neither of those two have been cancelled yet. I've no idea how they plan to run Mont Blanc 90K. So that's in June. Can't remember the date, but yeah, I wouldn't think that is going to go ahead. But you know, I'm not an expert in all that. I'll just take it as it comes. But what I have got in place is I'm either going to do that race if it's possible. But it's not just if it runs. It's if I want to. I don't know if international travel is allowed, what the exposure is like. Do I want to expose myself and the family to any kind of big gathering like that so early on? So pretty much committing it off, if I'm honest, until they make a decision. And then if that doesn't happen, if that doesn't go ahead, I'm going to be doing a Paddy Buckley round, which is in North Wales. Similar to the other two big rounds, I guess. Paddy Buckley, English. Charlie Ramsay in Scotland. Paddy Buckley is the toughest because it's Welsh and, you know, just needs to be tougher for the Welsh runners, I think. Which will, there goes fucking 75% of my audience, probably. It's only a bit of a joke, but, yeah, it makes sense for me because what I wanted to get across on this podcast was, and what I'm trying to get across with all my members is, there's a bit of an opportunity here in the next few months to get out the other side and look at it favourably. So a good way of thinking is, I know I touched on a podcast last week or 2 weeks ago about shifting your state of mind and doing that by writing your 25 positives of the situation right now, an extension of that is, if you think of, right, okay, in 3 months' time, or 4 months' time, say, when we're hopefully coming towards the end, or we've got a bit more freedom, or things are going back to normal, whatever normal is, at the end of those 4 months, what would make it a positive experience? Yeah? And I know that might sound crazy, or it's not insensitive at all to the situation, which I'm fully aware of, but I'm talking personally right now. If you get to the end of 4 months and you look back on this time, can you, well, if that's too much pressure on you to think of how can it be a positive experience, how can you cherish that time? That's how it was put to me. So, again, I'm not a mindset guru. I'm not trying to be a life coach or any of that. But my own coach from years ago, Paul Mort, he's big on, right, in 3-4 months, which is when the kind of worst of it's going to hit, how can you look back and cherish that time? Which is really hammered home this week, because, yeah, although I am training, I'm feeling good, I'm getting to spend lots of time in the sunshine, I'm also going home to my family every single time. Yeah, so usually I would go, drop Winter off at school, Wilder would be at the childminder, and yeah, I would do my run, and I would sit at the laptop, Fergie asleep on the floor, I would work away on people's training plans, not speaking to anyone, or just, you know, doing videos for them, or what might look like dicking about on the internet. It's actually pretty structured, and I don't get to spend too much time with anyone during the day, and then Charlotte will come home at, say, just before 5 o'clock, I've got Winter, she's got Wilder, and then I have to nip out off to coach the local group, which I've kept doing because I love it so much, and that's, yeah, just like the interaction of groups. I was always a face-to-face coach first, spent about 10 years coaching one-to-one and groups, so for that, just, that was my main kind of social life, to be honest, outside of friends, that was my work, but my work was only an hour or two in the evenings, not 9 hours of the day to be like talking crap to my friends and all that kind of stuff. So going home to the family was a big change, and at times I was feeling, I might feel tired from a run, I might feel starting to get overwhelmed with the amount of work because everyone needs their plans changing, I might like feel stressed, and I get back and I might snap at the kids, or like get into a petty argument with Charlotte. And that kind of thing, which is, like I said in the last one, is complete bullshit, because we've got more time than ever together right now, so we've got to, like, I don't want to get to the end of 3 or 4 months and kind of wave them back to work and school, and I'm sat there back with Fergie on the sofa, and I mean, you know, Fergie's great and everything, but I don't want to look back and think I wasted that time, that I wasted that opportunity. Plus the fact that on Friday just gone, we were out, it's the kind of the first real sunny day, wasn't it, of the weekend. We're in the garden, we've got like a slip and slide, you know, like one of those things where you chuck the kids down, a bit of soapy water. Yeah, Wilder had wet feet from that, got on the trampoline, slipped, and he's essentially broken his leg, which a two-year-old doesn't really technically break the leg where he's done it. The bones just kind of bent and moved a bit. But yeah, the poor lad, Wilder, come here folks. He is, yeah, so I had him in, and again, straight away, like, you know there's something wrong, 30 minutes later, he's still crying, he can't stand, all that kind of stuff. It's complete kind of, just worry, I guess, because you've got to get him now. I took him to the minor injuries that we've got, which are great, to be honest. They've seen me a few times. To get one of the guys there is like, he's a runner as well, so I always try and go there if I've got a serious injury. Now, we all know we don't want to be kind of putting extra stress on hospitals right now, but yeah, she took the kind of nurse, had a quick look and said, no, he's got to go straight to A&E. And then at A&E, it was a case of straight through, and at first they didn't really pick up on the injury. But I mean, you can't stand, you can't put any weight through it. And then it's now Sunday, we've been back because they called us back to check him over, hoping it would have improved. But no, he can't stand. So after another look at the x-ray, another guy, another doctor has kind of pinpointed the problem, showed it me and it, yeah. Yeah, without going down into too much detail, in a sense, he should be in a full leg plaster right now, you know, like Tiny Tim style, I guess, which I've been, he's already nicknamed Tiny Tim in my house now for me, but he's meant to be in full leg plaster. The only reason he's not is, like, the guy was really sensible. He was saying, like, where you've come now, the fracture clinic's quite safe, and you've been in twice now. Is it, if you can, if he's not in, he's only in pain by the looks of things if he tries to stand up, or he's daft with it. So for now, he's not got cast or anything, but he's just completely restricted to sat there, or he's pretending to be a snail. So he's dragging himself along the floor, which is just, yeah, it's not fun to watch, but kids are resilient. They're way more resilient than we are when we grow up. If you think about it, we were all resilient at one point, and then we lose it to varying degrees, I think. Pampered and all that kind of stuff, entitled. So, yeah, he's pretty resilient. I'm not worried about him. They've said it'll take 2 weeks before he can probably stand up again. So if you think right now, we're in the midst of it all. We're at home all together. And whereas today he should have been running around the garden hunting for eggs, he's basically just having to keep him on the sofa. So it's not fun for him, but he doesn't know. He doesn't really know what he's missing out on. Yeah, we do. So, got looping back round, I've chosen the Paddy Buckley because it's given me a purpose to train at the minute. I don't really need a purpose to run, because before all the racing, before all the coaching, I ran for 3.5 years, I think it was, and didn't do a single race. It's going back 15 plus years. And I was running 3 hours, 4 hours down the canals. And it was just, for whatever reason, I was running. There was no races involved. And if the races were taken away, I would go back to that. But yeah, training's different to just going out for a run. And I do like the progress. I like getting fitter, stronger. I love learning from my own coach. I love passing on knowledge. So for me, I need something that at the end of all these kind of months that is going to think, right, that was a time that I can look back on and say I made great progress, or I can cherish the time with family and all that kind of thing, which you shouldn't really feel guilty on. Like people, if you speak to doctors and things, the best thing that they want you to do is just to look after your own family and look after yourself and basically behave according to the rules. We don't need to try and save the world individually, I don't think. So my goal right now is the Paddy Buckley, I think, and there isn't a specific date on it. There doesn't really need to be. I haven't decided whether it's going to be supported or unsupported, because some part of me thinks all the training is going to be unsupported and it's not going to be on the course, because I can't run the 40 odd miles or 30 miles to get on the course before I start training. That would be taking the piss. I can still train. I know the majority of the course. I don't know things like the best lines and things like that, but that excites me, because as soon as we're let loose, hopefully I'll be ready, I'll be prepared, I'll be strong enough for this round, hopefully. I'll be able to prepare solely for this. I've not got any other races before it or anything like that, obviously. So I can commit all my time outside of the running to researching it. And then when it comes to it, I can have a bit of fun, hopefully picking the best routes and just, picking the best lines. So I'm undecided. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not going to be supported, and whether I'm going to go for my fastest time on there and see how fast I can do it, or I'm just going to treat the whole thing unsupported And just rock up one day and do it on my own. There's massive pros and cons to both of them, I think, and it'd probably be, especially if this if the racing is taken away for a longer period of time, I can just do it again. Supported or unsupported. So anyway, that was what I wanted to cover on the last podcast. I've spoke for 15 minutes now, Christ. Sorry about that. I just want to get across that now is the time to start thinking or planning the next 3 months. How are you going to make this the bottom line is you're going to have to cherish the next 3 months. And I keep saying that word, but that's what was put to me and that's what's stuck in my head. It's probably not a word I was usually use, as you may know. Anyway, hope that's helped a little bit. If it has, let me know. If you want me to stop talking and just speak to guests, let me know. I'll happily shut up and just talk to the dog again. She's looking at me now like, why aren't we running? So I will speak to you in a couple of days.